Greetings, radio friends, in the ever precious name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you once again to a very brief exposition of the Word of God following the theme that we have been studying from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, may I repeat, the believers of today need the counsel and the advice of this second epistle of Timothy as perhaps no other book. For the book is written specifically to counsel us and to guide us and to encourage us and to establish us as Christians in the last days of the divine testimony of the church. These are days of great departure from the truth of God. But these are days when God requires that there should be a stability in the Christian testimony by those who would follow Him. We read in chapter 2, beginning at verse 19, and read, if I may, through verse 21. One of the most important sections of this epistle in relation to the believer's responsibility and the truth of God. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. May I repeat, these verses that we have read, 19, 20, and 21 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, are of the utmost importance for the guidance of a child of God who is at all concerned in regard to his or her path of obedience to the truth of God in the last days. We have already seen in the preceding section that unfaithful men have manifested, even in the days of Paul, their departure from the truth of God. Paul specifically named Hymenaeus and Philetus, two in number. But how many today could we count as being unfaithful to the truth of God? There are many fundamental, basic doctrines in the Word of God that are essential to the claims of Christ and Christianity. Time does not permit us to name them. Time would never permit us to enter into such a discussion and the ministry of these great truths. But here we have the responsibility of a believer expressed by God to be faithful in spite of unfaithfulness that may surround us. It's very difficult to find men who teach the Word of God who are completely true to the teaching of that Word. But here is the exhortation of the Spirit of God. Nevertheless, though there are those who stray away from the truth, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, meaning it is firm. Now may I repeat what is the evident meaning of this? And I think it is a very broad statement concerning all that relates to God. That whatever prevails in relation to God can never be destroyed. The foundation of God can never be moved. And now may I give it an application. In relation to the truth of God, what is the foundation of the truth of God for you and for me to rest our faith upon and to carry out our lives in obedience to what God requires? That foundation is the Word of God itself. Now I believe the expression embraces even more than that. But specially do I think that in relation to the context of this letter and the conditions of the end of the church age, It is essential for every one of us to realize God never changes His truth. God's truth never changes. But I tell you what does change. Men change. Not one iota of divine truth will God withdraw. Thy word is truth, said the Lord Jesus. And by that He meant every inspired revelation of the word of God from beginning to the end. But what happens is not that the truth moves, not that the truth changes, but men change. And men change by drifting away from what God has given in stability and solidity, His own eternal truth. Oh, my beloved, may you and I realize we need an anchor. And as one has written, in times like these, we need an anchor. And said, in times like these, we need the Bible. How true it is. And this blessed Word of God is the only stable anchor for you and for me to pin, to fasten, to build our faith and testimony upon. Now let me repeat. The foundation does not move. It is firm. And the foundation of God stands sure. But unfortunately, men depart from the foundation. My beloved Christian, it is essential that you and I stay close and in obedience to the Word of God. No wonder the beloved apostle said in chapter 1, hold it, and in chapter 2, teach it, and in chapter 3, abide in it, and in chapter 4, preach it wherever you go. And God help us to realize the stable foundation we have in the truth of God. God's word is sure. And nothing can ever change it. But my, if we don't change ourselves. But God help us to realize that the foundation is stable and firm. Now note, there's two seals spoken of to attest to the foundation being certain and firm. The first is this. And it's a blessed word of comfort, as well as a word of unfortunate rebuke, saying, for the Lord knoweth them that are His. The Lord knoweth them that are His. What does this mean? Well, may I put it this way, and I frankly confess, 'tis often difficult for me to make sure of people being saved. Oftentimes in the profession of Christianity and the confession of faith in the Lord Jesus, one fails to see the evidence that should follow. And we have to be very careful to pass judgment in relation to the soul's condition and in relation to the salvation of that soul enough. It is only God who knows the reality. But it is a very solemn condemnation when in the last days of Christianity, God has to say He's the only one who knows everyone who are His. And I say very frankly, there is often a great deal of difficulty to make sure if a person has really been born again. And doubts and questions may arise in relation to the profession of many. But one thing is certain, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And though it may speak of rebuke and of an unfortunate condition that prevails, it also has a word of comfort and blessing and strength and encouragement for those who are confident and sure they belong to Him. O child of God, you that have the confidence within your heart and within your soul that you have passed from death unto life, you that have put your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ as the only ground of your salvation, saved by grace, preserved by grace, and expecting to get home to glory on the ground of that same grace, You'll not be disappointed. God knows who belongs to Him. And thank God, He mocks them. And He knows every soul that is under the precious blood of His dear Son. But I would like to ask my friend, are you under that precious blood? Are you under the Savior's redeeming grace? Are you sure that you're a child of God? Does God know that you are one of His? One time in the history of D.L. Moody, there was a Christian walking along the streets of Chicago and met Mr. Moody. And as he saw Mr. Moody, he also spied going down the street a drunken man. And as he saw that drunken man, he said to Mr. Moody, he said, "Mr. Moody, there goes one of your converts." D.L. Moody looked down the street at the drunken man as he swayed. And then he answered, saying, "I guess he must be one of my converts, for surely God didn't convert him." For the evidence seemed to the contrary, that it was a real conversion. Oh, my beloved friend, now let's notice the next statement. It is important. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and not only that, but one of the signs that proves the reality of those who are His is this. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ or nameth Jesus as Lord depart from iniquity. Now here we have the word depart. And to you, my Christian brother and sister, if you want to prove, and if I must prove as I ought to, that I really belong to the Lord, then God forbid that I should be walking in sin. In fact, one of the evidences that I'm a child of God is I will not walk in iniquity. And that is one of the seals that certainly corroborates the Lord knoweth them that are His. Oh, child of God, walk uprightly, righteously in this present scene, proving you shun evil, you depart from iniquity, and you walk upright for His glory in this present scene. God help us to do so, shall we pray, for time has again gone so rapidly. Now, Father, Thou knowest Thy children. We thank Thee. Help us to prove we are Thy children from departing from all iniquity. And make those who are unsaved turn to the Lord that they might be saved before it's too late. In Jesus' name, amen.